this issue of self-confidence, self-belief doesn't emerge for a baby. So it would seem that self-doubt and the lack of self-confidence is something that emerges rather than it is the starting point. And that's very important for us to remember as we begin this journey. And what is confidence? Confidence is about having the clarity and being a feeling that we have the skills and the ability and the time and the resources in order to achieve what it is that we're wanting to achieve. So the self is something that relates to the inner, and the confidence is a very practical manifestation of what it is that we're wanting to do. And so for us to help you to arrive at self-confidence, we're going to need to do what I often do in all my work, which is to bring the head and the heart together. And that's what we're going to do here, now, today. Sometimes we lack self-confidence and self-belief actually because we're not that clear about what it is that we're wanting to do or how to get there. That's actually not a lack of self-confidence. That's actually about a lack of clarity, or perhaps that something hasn't become fully formed yet. And there are tools and resources in my audio talks series that may well help you to find that kind of clarity. But your heart does not lack confidence. If anything, it just wants to be. So there is an invitation going on for you to discover yourself. And in that self, there is confidence. And this is the self below all of the thoughts, fears, and ideas that you have. I touched on the baby earlier on. I mentioned the baby being a young baby. Of course, when you're born, you don't have any thoughts, fears, or ideas. And so, as I said, this issue of self-confidence hasn't arisen. And you have innate gifts, innate talents. Just like the acorn, as we all know, grows into the oak tree, all the information there is there with which it will blossom. Just as the seed grows into the flower or into the fruit, it's all there, there's nothing missing. It's important to remember that this is also the same for you. When you're born, the innate gifts were there, inherent within you. That seed of success was there, innate within you. So you're born, you're breathing. The organs naturally are working. In most cases, the organs are naturally working. And many of us for whom we are able-bodied overlook that. But whatever our shape, form, we are born complete. And this is the first and most important thing for us to remember. For we often overlook all the magic we already possess, all of that magic that happens below our level of consciousness, the magic by which we wake up every day, the magic in which we breathe without even thinking about it, the magic by which the brain regulates the body, the magic by which we grow from infancy into adulthood. These are our innate gifts. And before thought, we just naturally flow. And it would seem that somewhere during the development of more thought, that you suddenly start getting ideas that we would link to a lack of self-confidence. So as you develop, you're taught that you're bright, or you're silly, that you're good or you're bad. You're talented, you're not talented, you're creative, you're technical. And with this, some doubts about ourselves and our ability begin to emerge. What we need to do here is to A, remind ourselves of our innate skills and talents, and then to home in on our unique skills and abilities.